All right, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. And we're talking about books that you've never read that everybody else has, movies that you've never seen that everybody else has, and TV shows you've never watched or don't watch, but everybody else on the planet does. Dan, do you have anything that fits into these categories? Oh,
yeah.
Titanic.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
Despite that spectacular soundtrack, I have never seen the film Titanic.
Yeah, that's a big one, man.
Yeah.
That is a big one. Everybody on the planet's seen that movie.
That is a good one. That is actually better than my movie. My movie, I have one in all three categories.
Okay, all right.
So originally my movies was the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise.
You've never seen any of them?
I've never seen any of them.
Wow.
Yeah.
You've never. Well, Esmeralda, we got a whole list of stuff you've never seen.
But yeah, I mean, even like when it's on USA, like they do those weekends where they just run all four of them like back to back to back.
Yeah, because, you know, they can run all four of them on USA with commercials and that'll take up 24 hours.
Exactly. But yeah, so I've never seen those.
Okay.
In the TV world, I've never seen more than a few minutes of The Walking Dead.
Okay.
Even, you know, back when it was good and everybody watched it, and now when it's bad and a lot of people still watch it. And the book/book series that I have never read is Harry Potter.
Ah.
That is one of those things where literally I think every one of my friends at some point has read at least one or two of those books.
Yeah.
But I never, yeah. I never grabbed the books. I've seen a couple of the movies, but I've never actually read the books.
Okay. I've read all of them, and I used to watch The Walking Dead. And what was the other one? The Pirates of the Caribbean.
Right.
Well, the movie thing is going to be difficult for me because it's kind of part of my job.
Right.
You know, like, I really don't think there's going to be a popular title that I've never seen. I really don't think there is. So, all right. Esmeralda, what about that? Have you read any of the Harry Potter books?
I read the first one.
Just Sorcerer's Stone.
Yeah.
Okay. And you've never seen a Pirates of the Caribbean movie?
I haven't. No.
Well, that again, this movie thing is going to be huge. With
yeah.
You. I mean, I have
just
a
say all of them.
I have a list here that they took from IMDb, and the subject matter is you haven't seen this movie. And I'll go down this list, and we'll just immediately ask Esmeralda if she's seen any of them, and find out which ones she has seen. But when we get to the Corsican Brothers, it'll be a big resounding yes.
Everyone's going to go, no. And I go, what?
Yeah. You haven't seen the Corsican Brothers?
Do you not watch Comedy Central back in the mid-90s?
The finest work from Cheech and Chong. Fatal Instinct? Genius.
Yahoo Serious.
Yahoo Serious, right. That's right. What the hell was the
Young Einstein.
Young Einstein. That's funny, man. All right. Well, we got some people on the line who I've got some texts coming in. I know everybody's got TVs and movies and books that they've never encountered, but everybody goes, what are you talking about? 312-981-7200. Here's Patrick on WGN. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, Nick. Hey. Good morning. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Okay, let's start with the movies. Never saw Citizen Kane, Unforgiven, Serpico, Close Encounters, 2001, 2010. I had to go on and on with the freaking movie.
Dude, you're killing me. You're killing me.
It's not intentional. I mean, I'm sorry. I actually saw part of 2001 on TV, but when the first commercial came, I was just done. I couldn't do it. So, you know, it was on Channel 5, I think back in like the 70s or 80s.
Yeah, yeah.
I couldn't get through it.
Yeah,
you know?
All right.
Eventually, I will become a shut-in, and then I can catch up on everything I've missed.
Yeah. Boy, there were some. I got to tell you, Patrick, there were some big titles that you just rattled off, man. Close Encounters.
Yeah,
you've never seen Close Encounters.
Never seen Close Encounters. Oh. I never saw E.T. either. Never saw E.T.
Oh my God! Wow, man! Wow.
I mean, you know, E.T. But then at the same time, I was into more like Friday the 13th and, you know, the Five Deadly Venoms. I was watching kung fu films and horror films over family fun films. So,
all right.
You know, but. Eventually, I'll go out to it. I got kids of my own. Maybe I'll introduce them to that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But never read Harry Potter. Seen all the movies. Never read the book.
Okay.
Never read the books. Never. There's some other book series that I could get into, but I don't know if they would count. Never really read any Sherlock Holmes books. I don't know if that means anything to anyone.
If Bob Madea is listening, it means a lot to him.
Okay, yeah. So there you go. Yeah. And I actually have a book called The Conan Doyle Story, so I don't even know if there's any Sherlock Holmes in there. TV shows. Never saw Twin Peaks. Never watched it. Mm-hmm. Not even the new iteration. True Blood. Never got into it. And at my old church, our pastor was nuts for True Blood. She used to talk about True Blood.
Your pastor?
Our former pastor, Erica Trevin, God rest her soul. She was called home, but amazing pastor that she was. She used to love talking about, okay, when she was done, she's got to go home and she's going to watch True Blood.
That's awesome, man. That's a cool pastor. That is a cool pastor right there, man.
She was amazing. She was amazing. She was from Missouri. You'd spend more time during her sermon laughing and just, you know, really getting into it. I mean, I know this isn't about church, but
yeah.
Erica was amazing. She was amazing. All
right.
We do miss her.
Cool.
Never saw Dexter. I never watched Dexter.
Yeah.
I don't know if... Is Dexter on Netflix?
Yes, it is.
Okay, then I can catch up on Netflix.
Yeah, you can. You'd like
so
it.
So many seasons, though.
Yeah, that's a lot. You got
that's
a lot of catching up to do.
That's my issue with that. I haven't seen it either.
It's a good show. It's a good show.
Okay.
It ended terribly. The final season sucked, and the last episode was horrendous. Just so.
Oh.
Patrick, I got to run because I got to get to a break here, buddy.
Okay, one more, though.
Yeah.
I never saw The Wire.
Oh, come on, man.
I've seen two episodes. I can't get into it.
Oh, come on, man.
It's so depressing.
It's the best.
I just haven't watched it. I gotta find it.
You gotta watch it. Patrick, legally, you have to. You're black.
Well, maybe that's why I don't want to watch it, because I'm trying to see if I can watch it. I mean, if Bill Cosby messed up the positive black man image for America, damn it, we're not all ready for crying out loud. I'm a black man that loves heavy metal and I play Flash.
Yeah, all right. All right, Patrick. Thanks, man.
All right, take care.
Have a good morning. All right, there you go. We got to take a break. It's really funny. You know, it's the white people that get all really smug about The Wire. You know what I mean? It's like us whiteies. We're all like, yeah. You haven't seen The Wire?
And I watched the two and I was so depressed because I'm like, I know this happened.
It is seriously. I've said this. It's the best television show in the history of TV. It's the best ever. But I just love the fact that white people get all what? It's so funny. They say, wait, what was it? You know what it was? It was on SNL. And they were doing a. It was a black talk show, and Kenan was the host. And I'm trying to remember. I think Taraji P. Henson was the guest on. It was like talking about black topics or something. Oh, no, it was Black Jeopardy. It was an episode of Black Jeopardy. And it was the question was, white people, the answer was, white people be talking about The Wire. Yeah, them white people be talking about The Wire. It's hilarious. All right, we got a break. If I woke up in love this morning, yeah. 773 area code requesting the Partridge Family. I woke up in love this morning. Yeah, man. Get your requests in now. One artist, two songs. All right. We got a bunch of texts coming in. We're talking about movies that you haven't seen that everybody else on the planet has, TV shows that you never watched that everybody watches, and books that you've never read that everybody on the planet has read. RJ in Chicago says, Nick, I've never seen It's a Wonderful Life. I get harassed every Christmas. This next one, I mean, It's a Wonderful Life. I think if you've never seen It's a Wonderful Life, it gets to the point where you're purposely not going to. I think a lot of people do that. Like with movies that, you know, if they get a lot of crap for not seeing a movie, then I think some people purposely go, well, I'm not going to see it. You're not going to make me see it. I think that's the case with Esmeralda on almost all of the titles that we will be discussing.
Well, it's not that. It's just that there's so many to watch.
Yeah.
And if I can't find them. That too, like a lot are just not easy to find.
You know, you have used cars on DVD at your at your place. You can watch anytime. But that's not a movie where you go, you haven't seen Used Cars?
Well, you did that to me.
Well, no, I'm not surprised you haven't seen it because it tanked when it came out. It's become a cult hit since, but it's not like, you know, like Jaws or something. Like, I've never seen Jaws. That's like what? But this next one from RJ, he hasn't seen It's a Wonderful Life. How about Esmeralda, get this. He's never seen The Simpsons or any cartoons for adults.
Really?
Simpsons been on for almost 30 years.
It just seems like something you would catch just offhand.
Yeah.
while flipping through the channels. Well, I guess if you don't.
If you just don't want to watch it. I guess cartoon, right. You know, cartoons don't appeal to some people, so.
Yeah.
Jay in Ohio says, I've never seen Gone with the Wind. Esmeralda, have you seen Gone with the Wind?
I haven't.
Okay.
Because again, no, but again, it's like, where am I finding this?
Well.
If it's on TV, it's going to be 27 hours long.
It is. It's almost 4 hours long.
That's because there's commercials.
Well, you,
so
I think
it's like,
you can probably stream it. Maybe like on Amazon or something. You can watch it. Personally, I think Gone with the Wind is overrated. That's just me. I've only seen it once. Steve says, this choice will probably get me placed on double secret probation. Hey, there's a reference to Animal House, everybody. Esmeralda, have you seen Animal House?
I have seen Animal
House.
Okay,
good. but I have never been able to watch Dazed and Confused all the way through. I love the music. It's a good story. However, I just can't get myself to watch Ben Affleck. What a loser. Well, he plays a massive jerk in Dazed and Confused, and I can understand that. I mean, he's O'Banion. He's the biggest jerk in the movie. But you can't blame O'Banion and not watch Dazed and Confused. Okay. All right, we got a break. We got more. Everybody hang on. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Movies, TV, books. Everybody's seen them or read them. You haven't. 312-981-7200. News is next. Yeah. Yeah. Cue for Tuesday. I love this band. Two for Tuesday. Ike in Country Club Hills wanted to hear Power Station, Bang a Gong, Get It On. There you go. Power Station rules. Hey. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Well, after the 4:30 news, Esmeralda and I will have another heated competition for Celebrity Name Game. Yeah. Esmeralda's all ready to go. She got a new haircut and everything for it.
That's... Just for that.
Just for that. Just for a radio bit. That's why
mm-hmm.
you So, we are talking about books that you've never read that everybody else on the planet has, TV shows that you never watch that everybody else watches, and movies that you've never seen that everybody sees, and usually the response is, you've never seen that? And here's Paxson on WGN. Go ahead, Paxson.
Nick, Ezra, To Kill a Mockingbird. I'm an English teacher. I've taught that novel for over 20 years. And in the middle of that novel, you can only handle so much of Alabama in the summertime.
Mm.
If people tell you that they've read those, they have not.
Well, so hold on a second. You teach the book and you haven't read the whole thing?
I've never read the middle chapters in To Kill a Mockingbird. If you buy the Cliff Notes, they'll tell you.
Yeah, I know. I did. My entire high school career was buying Cliff Notes. So... Wow! All right, that's interesting. Have you seen the movie?
I mean, I could do an afternoon with Moby Dick going through it twice
yeah.
before I could read those middle chapters.
Have you seen the movie To Kill a Mockingbird?
Oh, of course.
Okay,
yeah, it's a wonderful movie.
Well, there you go. That's how you can teach the course.
I hear that Ezra has a cut like Scout. Is that true?
Like Scout.
Yeah, Scout in To Kill a Mockingbird.
Oh, like Scout. Oh, I see. Oh, I didn't know where you were going with that. Yeah, is that what your inspiration was?
It looks like it. I saw the picture. It looks
okay.
like that.
All right. There you go.
Okay.
All right, Paxson. Thanks, man.
Take care.
All right.
I really enjoyed that book.
He says if people lie if they say they've read all of To Kill a Mockingbird.
I've read all of it.
I've read all of To Kill a Mockingbird, and I think it's a great book.
I mean, I read it in... What was it? Was it
high school? Well, I read it in high school.
It was like maybe sophomore, junior year, but I mean, I enjoy reading, so.
Yeah.
I read it. I remember we would go chapter to chapter and we had tests on a few chapters. And I remember like I would go ahead because
yeah.
I was be so excited about reading this book.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's weird because a lot of the books that were assigned to many of us in high school, we had a negative connotation because it was homework.
See, I enjoyed them.
And no. But once you start reading them, what I'm saying is, once you start reading them, you're like, oh, like before, like when they were like, yeah, you got to go read Catcher in the Rye. Catcher in the Rye is now my favorite book of all time. You know, but I was like, I don't want to read this. And then I get like a third of the way through the book, and I'm like, this is like one of the greatest things I've ever read in my life. Now it doesn't always work out. I didn't like The Great Gatsby very much.
Really? I had a hard time
getting through that one. I had a real hard time getting through that one. Moby Dick was a bit of a chore.
Didn't read that one.
Okay, here's one. All right, here's one. Paxson was saying that you're lying if you say you've read all of To Kill a Mockingbird, and we've just... Dan, have you read To Kill a Mockingbird?
I actually have not.
You've seen the movie.
I have seen the movie.
Okay. Here, if you want to catch somebody in a lie, somebody says, yeah, you know what? I've read Ulysses and it was great. They're lying. They're lying. The most impossible book to get through ever written. I can't tell. I've tried like five times to read Ulysses and I end up throwing a thing across the room. Wait. And then breaking the wall open because it's 5,000 pages.
What's Ulysses?
Ulysses, James Joyce.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, my God.
I thought you were thinking, I heard you and I thought The Odyssey.
No. Ulysses.
No, we didn't have to read that at all.
No, I didn't have, I tried to read it on my own.
But we didn't even cover that.
Yeah. No,
it's
that's
a shame
because
The Dubliners is.
The Dubliners is a great, it's great. It's a great, James Joyce is a terrific writer. I can't, have you ever tried to read Ulysses, Dan?
Same thing. I got maybe 10, 15 minutes in, and then I started checking the footnotes.
I was like, what the hell is, it is the most difficult book ever written. Now, I know there are people who are listening right now are like, oh, I think it's great, and I've read it, and they have, and God bless you. You have much more stamina and patience than I do. Because that book drove me nuts, I swear to you. I tried to chip away at it too, man, and I can't do it. I can't read this book. God.
See, now I'm going to start to make a list because I go to the library and I roam around and I don't know what to read.
Well, listen, Ulysses will take up a lot of your time if you give that one a shot.
Well, it's actually, I'm going to read The Dubliner because
Dubliners is great.
Dan says it's great.
The Dead is great.
It's one of those books where you like read the last line, you close it, and goes, hot damn. Like,
yeah.
Just, that last three paragraphs of The Dubliner or The Dead is unbelievable.
Yeah. No, it's great stuff. I mean, it really is. And you know, he's, you know, he's written so many, he's written a lot of great books, but I got to say, you know, just Ulysses, man, I can't even, I also liked, so I'm trying to think of some of the other ones that the Joyce, you got The Dubliners, which is an amazing book, and you've got, Portrait of an Artist as a Young Man. Portrait of an Artist as a Young Man is a difficult book, but really rewarding. That's one that's worth, you know, you read it, it's a very challenging book, but when it's over, you're like, oh, man, that was really satisfying and really good. Portrait of an Artist as a Young Man. But I can't, Ulysses, I just can't, it's impenetrable. I swear to God. All right. Here is Steve in Galesburg. Hey, Steve.
Hey, I'm not a big TV fan anymore, but pretty much SNL and CNN. But, I've never, ever seen Game of Thrones, never seen House of Cards, and I have never tackled War and Peace, and I'm an avid reader.
Yeah, I've done War and Peace, and I got through it, and that's, again, it probably took me 6 months to read that book, but I got through it. I was determined to get through it, and, I mean, that's another thing. Like, if I'm reading a really big book that's challenging and, like, maybe sometimes boring and dry and difficult, I will really, if it takes me a year, I will finish it. I get determined. I just have never been able to do it with Ulysses. I don't know. All right, Steve, thanks.
All right.
Yeah, Game of Thrones. I stopped watching after, like, the second season. I was like, I don't know what the hell's going on.
I read the book.
Oh, you've read the books?
I read the first two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I breezed through the first one. And then the second one, I think it took me a little long. And then the third, I was like, man, I'm out.
Was it?
But I watched the show because, like, I mean, it doesn't matter anymore.
Was the show faithful to the books?
The first one, the first book was.
Oh, okay.
And then I think the second one, it starts to veer off.
But doesn't he start? I mean, he's still writing them, right? George M. Martin?
He is, but I believe that they've gone off.
Yeah.
They've gone off track.
I don't watch
because
the show.
Because one season, I don't think, is one book.
Okay.
It might be a little less.
All right.
Like, a whole season is more than a book, I think.
Yeah.
Or now it's becoming that. Like, the second season was, it just kind of went, it's gone off the rails, like, in the sense of book to TV
right,
show.
Right, right. The TV show is its own thing now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Okay. 847 area code. Never seen any Godfathers, Harry Potter, or Fast and Furious movies.
See, I've only seen the first Harry Potter.
Yeah.
And I've maybe seen just bits and pieces of the other ones, but I've never sat down to
they're all good.
To read them or watch them.
They're all good, really. They're all really, really good. My favorite movie is Azkaban, is Prisoner of Azkaban. My favorite book is Half-Blood Prince. It's weird because I think the movie, Alfonso Cuarón directed Azkaban, so that's why it rules. So that's there. 630 area code says, I've never seen one episode of The Sopranos or Breaking Bad. Never seen Tropic Thunder. My sister and brother-in-law think I'm insane. I actually don't want to see that one. Tropic Thunder's a funny movie, man.
Yeah, it is. I didn't think it was going to be.
Oh.
And then, yeah. Because I think I saw it at a preview thing.
Yeah.
And I thought it was just going to be
awful.
Well,
you know, I mean, Ben Stiller, you know, he runs hot and cold with me. And
right.
a lot of the times cold.
Yeah. No.
I liked his old TV series on MTV and on Fox, you know, and basically introduced Andy Dick and Janine Garofalo and all those people. But his movies are run hot. But Tropic Thunder is hilarious. You know, I know Robert Downey Jr., who's brilliant in it, got the Oscar nomination. The funniest performance in that movie is Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise is ridiculously funny in that movie. 765 area code says, movies, Avatar, or as I call it, Dances with Smurfs. That's good, man.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
And well,
I don't want to. It looks...
It's terrible. Ugh. It's terrible. It's the only movie that I know was written by drunk monkeys. Not just monkeys at a typewriter, drunk monkeys. One of the dumbest movies I have ever seen in my life.
They're making a second one, right?
They're making two more.
Ugh, I'm out. I'm good.
Jesse says, have you watched any of the Rick and Morty on Adult Swim? If not, what?
That's not really a what, no, because not. A lot of people don't have cable and things, but it is really funny.
Well, that's like me. It is very funny. That's like me saying, Aqua Teen Hunger Force, you've never seen it?
Right. It's very, like, it'll turn off a lot of people.
Oh, absolutely. Half the stuff on Adult Swim is that.
Yeah. But, I mean, this is a very straightforward show. It's just that the, like, references and just the comedy, it's not for
but
everyone.
But it's funny as hell.
It is. If you like that stuff, it is. It's hilarious. Yeah,
it's hilarious. And it's not. I'm also never surprised when someone says they've never seen the Eric Andre Show.
Oh, gosh.
Which.
I've seen bits and pieces and yeah.
It's genius.
It's.
Oh, my God.
Like you said, a lot of the stuff on Adult Swim is just, it makes no sense.
No, nothing. I mean, I'm telling you, that show, I love the Eric Andre Show. I love that show so much. It's completely insane. It's great. And you know who his comedy hero is, Eric Andre, is Tom Green.
Makes a lot of sense.
Absolutely. And he was on Tom Green. Tom Green had a talk show on Access for a while, like a couple of years ago. And of course I love Tom Green, as we all know.
Right.
And Eric Andre was on for the full hour, and it was just nothing but Eric Andre worshiping Tom Green. Because that's essentially what he's doing. He's doing massive Tom Green stuff, but he's ripping apart the talk show, too. And Hannibal Buress as his sidekick, genius! And it's only 15 minutes long because it's on.
I mean, I think they're still dating, but.
Yeah, Rosario Dawson.
I was like, what is happening?
I know.
Right
I saw, it's so funny. She was on promoting. I can't remember what the hell her last movie was, Rosario Dawson, but she was on promoting it. And.
She was in that movie that where she's like the step wife.
Oh, right. The one with Katherine Heigl.
Right.
Yeah. And she's also on those Marvel shows on Netflix. Mm-hmm. So anyway, she was on promoting, and I can't remember what show she was on. I think it was Conan. And they were talking about like she had to prove to people that you know, or Eric Andre had to prove to people that he was dating Rosario Dawson.
Like, I saw that, and I was like, what?
Yeah, it's completely insane. Completely
That's
insane.
That's a lie.
But I'll tell you what, though, you know, like, this goes to prove that sense of humor takes you a long way if you're a guy.
Well, that, and he's probably, I mean, he's probably not making stupid butt jokes 24/7 talking to her.
I don't know about that.
I mean, people have different sides to them.
Right. I don't know. I think it's great that they're a couple. When Tom Green married Drew Barrymore, I was the happiest man in the world. I thought it was the greatest. I thought it was the greatest thing ever. And I remember people being so mad at the screening of Freddy Got Fingered. Have you ever seen Freddy Got Fingered, Esmeralda?
No, but I would be willing to watch. I don't mind Tom Green.
It's genius. And at the very end of the movie, as the credits are rolling, like post-credit scene, it's him and Drew Barrymore, like kind of making out and pointing at the camera and laughing. And then him walking away with his arms around her. I was in a room full of nerd critics at a critic screening of that movie. And you could cut the hate in the air with a knife. how much they hate. It's like, how can this dork be kissing Drew Barrymore around, making out with Drew Barrymore and laughing at us? And I thought it was genius. I was like, God bless you, Tom Green. I just, that was great. And I think that this Rosario Dawson, Eric Andre thing is fantastic. All right. We have to break. We're a little bit late to get the weather and traffic. Two for Tuesday. Yeah. Ike chose Power Station, We Fight for Love. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Talk and text, and your triple play. Or no, it's only Tuesday. I'm moving ahead on the week, and it's only Tuesday. It's two for Tuesday. All right, we are talking about books that you've never read that everybody else has, TV shows you've never seen that everybody else watches, and movies you've never seen that everybody else has seen, and people go, what? For instance, Tom says, I've never seen any of the Star Wars movies, not one bit. That's a big one. That's pretty big. 815 says, books. I was astounded a couple of years ago to find out that the teens from the last decade haven't read Fahrenheit 451, Brave New World, 1984, because some of these books have been banned.
Yeah, I read, I don't think it was banned from my school, but I read on my own 1984.
On your
years
own.
Later.
Yeah.
Years later. A couple years ago.
I read 1984 after I read that one on my own. I wasn't assigned 1984, but I read it because we were assigned Animal Farm.
See, and I read it because also I love Animal Farm.
So do I.
Such a great book.
That's a phenomenal book, and that's why I read 1984, because I loved Animal. I was assigned Animal Farm when I was in school. I think I was in eighth grade when I was assigned Animal Farm. I don't think that was even high school.
That's when I got it.
Eighth grade? Yeah. Did you like it?
I did, yeah.
Have you read it in 1984?
I have never read 1984. Did they show you the animated Animal Farm movie?
Yeah. No. I saw that on my own. Have you ever seen it, Esmeralda, the Animal Farm, the animated movie?
I haven't, and I thought I heard that they were going to redo Animal Farm.
For, like, modern times?
Right.
Like, to update it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that would be pretty interesting right now.
I'd heard something.
Jeez.
But, yeah, no, that book just, like...
Oh, it's great.
That was, like, one of the first times where a book I was, the whole time, like, gasping at things. Like, what?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
like,
no,
things just happening in
did
it.
Did you read Lord of the Flies?
I haven't, no.
That's a great book. Another one that I was assigned in school and ended up liking. Dan, which one? What were the classic ones that you were given in school?
Yeah, I mean, Lord of the Flies is one that comes to mind for sure. I remember that was, again, one of those moments where, like, the teacher explaining the symbol, Mrs. Van Der Meek explaining the symbolism of them looking to the pig's head,
yeah,
surrounding him in a half circle and,
yeah,
not catching that. You know, I was not a fan of Catcher in the Rye. That's one I probably should go back and look. I'm like you. I was also not a fan of Great Gatsby, because we got into a big argument. Our class got divided between Great Gatsby people versus Grapes of Wrath people.
Oh, come on.
Because we read those back to back.
Oh, I see.
And so there was kind of like...
There's a clear winner in that category.
There is a clear winner in that category. But it was interesting to see, like, how it kind of split the class a little bit. The people,
sure,
who liked Grapes of Wrath tended to dislike Great Gatsby. People who liked Great Gatsby dislike Grapes of Wrath.
Well, they are... Those books are, like, polar opposite in what they're about, too. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, completely polar opposite. So, all right. Well... Let's see. All right, Esmeralda, I've got this list from IMDb. You haven't seen this movie? I'm going to just rattle off some titles.
Okay.
And we'll find out, did Esmeralda see that?
Yeah.
So that's another maybe regular segment here. Think of a movie title and, did Esmeralda see that? And then Dan and Vic and I can vote on whether or not she's actually seen the movie. All right, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going down this list from IMDb.
Okay.
The Shawshank Redemption.
No.
Dan, are you
all
right?
I've seen bits and pieces, but I've never sat down.
And you've had TBS at some
TBS.
Point. You've had TBS,
yeah, I did.
At some point. Okay.
Yeah.
Too busy watching Comedy Central.
Yeah, Comedy Central movies.
The Godfather.
I think I've seen the majority. Maybe I have. I'm just trying to think because I get them all confused.
Uh-huh.
They kind of get all melded together.
Uh-huh.
Because I've seen just bits and pieces of all of them.
Okay, so because the next one on this list is Godfather Part 2.
I don't remember. I've seen, like, the wedding scene. And
that's
then,
the first one.
Horse's
Head?
No.
That's the first one. And then you haven't seen all the first one.
And when the car blows up and he's in Italy.
That's the first one. That's the first one when his wife gets blown up.
And then what's-his-face beats up the guy in the street with the garbage
can. That's Jimmy Kahn, Sonny B. Yeah, that's also the first one.
Look, I remember all these things. So I've probably seen most of the first one and then just...
The reason why you would know the second one is because there are flashbacks with Robert De Niro as Vito and he only speaks Italian in it.
And I've seen bits and pieces of that.
Okay, so you've seen bits and pieces of the first two.
He's got a carpet, right?
Yeah.
He's selling a carpet.
Yeah. So I won't ask you about the third one because it doesn't matter. That doesn't make the list.
Right.
Because a lot of people don't like the third one. Okay, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
I have not.
Again, I'm just reading off this list.
No.
I wouldn't
even though my dad is a huge, he loves Westerns.
Yeah.
And I just never, I would never sit down and watch with him.
Okay. That's another one that you're going to take a lot of time. You're looking at 3 hours. Okay. And before we break here for the news, E.T.
Probably? Long time ago. It has not seen my eyeballs in, I would probably say,
wow.
20 years if I did.
Okay. Wow. All right.
And it's a thing of, it's so much into the culture that I mean, I know all the bits, so... I'm almost like, did I see it, or do I just know things because, you know,
well,
from everything in pop culture?
Yeah. It's a movie that had a big impact on a lot of people. And so I think you'd remember if you saw the whole thing. So, all right, we got a break. News is coming up next. Two for Tuesday. Yeah, Two for Tuesday. God, I haven't heard this song in years. Tom Pick, Burton Cummings with Stand Tall. I've heard that song in years. I didn't miss it. All right. Hi, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. It is Two for Tuesday. And we're here live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower, overlooking beautiful Michigan Avenue. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5 and the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. We're talking about books that you've never read that everybody else thinks you're nuts for not reading, TV shows that you've never seen that everybody else has seen, and movies that you've never seen that everybody else has seen. We've got some texts coming in. We'd love to hear from you. And we'll continue going down this list from IMDb of movies and find out if... Did Esmeralda see that? So, Alan in North Carolina says, I've missed all the Harry Potter books, Game of Thrones TV episodes, and Hunger Games films, and yet I've lived a mostly happy life. Hmm. A47 area code says, I've never seen The Godfather or any Bond films, and I'm a 49-year-old guy. Oh, boy.
Wow. All the Bond?
Oof.
There's so many.
There's like, how many Bond movies are there? There's like
a lot.
There's like 30, right?
I believe this is the 20, they just announced the
25th, right? 25th.
Yeah, I wanted to say 25th.
Right.
I even tried reading some Bond books. Not
oh,
the
yeah?
same. Not the same as
no.
the movies.
No. And the Bond movies vary in quality, big time.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
there are some really terrible James Bond movies, and there are also some really good ones. 773 called, I've never seen Mad Max Fury Road, but I hear it's one of the worst movies ever made. Well, you didn't hear it here. Clearly, you weren't listening to this show.
Do you think they're just poking the
I
bear with that?
I think they are. Yes, I think they're just because, you know.
Poking the Nick bear.
Yeah. Kathy says, I've never seen any of the Godfather movies, and I did not watch The Sopranos, but I take it personally when someone hasn't seen Casablanca.
A friend of mine sat me down and made me watch Casablanca because I hadn't seen it. He's like, we're watching it.
It's a great movie.
Okay.
Yeah, it's great.
It was good. I liked it. But it was just funny because he's just like, no.
Yeah.
We're gonna
yeah.
watching it now.
773 area code says, I've never seen one episode of Seinfeld or Friends. I've only seen one full episode of Friends. You guys know the situation, right?
Was that the one that you were on set for and then just walked off?
Yeah, no, when I ran the show, I just never bothered. I knew what was happening. I didn't, you know, I was in creative control. So I was like, you guys handle it. I was a very hands-off producer and creator.
By the way, you'll be happy to know, what was it yesterday? Me and V were out and... I heard someone was walking down the street with their phone watching something, and it was Seinfeld. I was like, huh, look at that.
They're going to walk down the street watching Seinfeld and get hit by a bus.
Right.
I mean, that's just, you know, Seinfeld's on 63,000 times a day at any given moment, and you can watch it safely in your home. Well, you don't have to walk down the street watching it. No, the only time I've ever seen a full episode of Friends, I was stuck on a plane. We were stuck on the tarmac, and we couldn't deplane. We had landed at LaGuardia, of course.
Was that the only thing that was on the little TV?
No, this was before little TVs.
Oh. Okay.
Somebody put this was like in 2000, I think. Somebody put in a VHS copy, one of the flight attendants, here, and put a tape in of an episode of Seinfeld, or of Friends. And I can't even tell you what happened, but it's the only episode that I actually sat through all the way through because I couldn't get off the plane. That's the only reason I watched the whole thing. 219 area code says, books, Tom Sawyer.
Oh.
Hey, speaking of Tom Sawyer, you know, Dan, that's a jam by Rush. You know that.
Yes.
Okay. It's in the big Comic-Con trailer for I'm the Player That Plays, the new
Player One.
Yes. The Spielberg
movie. I prefer I'm the Player That Plays, actually.
Yeah, I like that too.
I watched the trailer. Did you see the trailer for it?
I have not.
I don't know. Do you know what it is?
Based upon what I've heard, like, there's a guy who travels through all fictional universes.
Right.
And faces off versus people.
I was watching it. Only Spielberg can get away with this because there were, like, characters from a bunch of other different things. Like, the Iron Giant's in it. At one point, he's hanging out with the Iron Giant. And I'm like, what is this I'm the Player That Enjoys Playing movie? But anyway, they use Tom Sawyer on the trailer. Brian says, I'm 42 and I've never seen It's a Wonderful Life, any superhero or comic book movie type since the 80s Superman. I've never seen any of Nick's man card comedy trifecta, but I've seen Gymkhana. Thank you, Brian. Mary Code says, my friends get on me for never watching At Midnight. Now they're telling me it's canceled, so I guess I never will. Dunda, thanks for bringing that up. I'm very sad about that. It was Hardwick's decision. I love At Midnight. I love that show. I watch it every night, and if I miss it at night, I watch it first thing when I get home in the morning. I love that show so much, and this is the final 2 weeks. It ends next Friday, or Thursday. It ends next Thursday. It'll be the final episode. Damn it. All right. Throw another title at Esmeralda, and then we'll do the weather and traffic and come back and see if what else Esmeralda has not seen ever. Independence Day.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I think I saw it in the theater. Because I was a kid when that came out, so. Or, you know,
came
tween.
Came out in 96.
Oh, so I was, yeah, I was 13.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was prime.
Yeah.
Let's go see a movie.
Yeah. Ghost.
I have, yes.
Okay. Pulp Fiction.
Yes.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yeah.
Groundhog Day.
No. Should have gone to see it.
You should have gone to see it at my movie co. You
asked for the day off. I'm like, I gotta go see this movie.
Gotta see Groundhog Day is so great, so great. All right, we got a break here. We're talking about TV shows that you've never seen, movies you've never seen, books you've never read that everybody else thinks you're nuts for not reading or seeing. Something in the air was oh so rare. I don't know what it was, but I know that it. Yeah, man. Never been much on religion. Two for Tuesday, man. Yeah. Tom Moore Burton Cummings with I'm Scared. Okay. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Okay. Let's see. You know, there's from IGN website, they've got some people who talking about some TV shows that they've never seen. I've never seen 24. I have absolutely no interest in seeing it. I've never seen a complete episode of Stargate. Is that a must-watch? Is that on the list of must-watch TV shows? Is there a Stargate in your bedroom?
I've only seen Stargate because it's on this all the time.
You mean the movie?
No, the show.
Oh, the show is on this?
I think so.
Oh.
It's on it's on one of those free channels. It's Stargate and In the Heat of the Night.
Oh.
Like Sundays. They just all day.
Do they just show TV shows based on movies?
Maybe, actually.
Is that their thing? Some people, let's see. I've never seen most reality shows. I'm not sure if it counts, but there was a marathon last night of Columbo, and it was the first time I ever saw it, and it kicks ass. American Idol, a person says they've never seen American Idol. ER, another person says they've never seen Ally McBeal. Another person says they've never seen According to Jim. Well, they should be really thankful that they've never seen According to Jim. By the way, here's how good Twin Peaks is, Dan. Jim Belushi's good on it. That's how good this, because Jim Belushi's on it. I mean, everybody and their mother is on Twin Peaks. That's how good the new Twin Peaks is, and it's such an insane show. I just it's so magnificent to watch that.
When are we going to see you walk through?
Maybe I'm in it and I don't know. I don't remember filming it because it feels like I don't know what the hell's going on every time I watch that show. It's such a treat to come home on Monday morning and watch that. Complete insanity. Guy says he's never seen Arrested Development. No, I see you're just missing out now. Now, I've never seen The Office. I've never seen Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Chicken Finger Basket, by the way, is his name here on the Reddit bear. He's never seen The Wire. Here's another thing. You guys, you know, David Simon, who is the creator of The Wire? I've had him on my show three times. And he's just magnificent, and he's a genius. His new show for HBO, have you heard about it, Dan?
No.
David Simon's new show, starring James Franco, who needs more work, and Maggie Gyllenhaal. It's called The Deuce. And it's all about the porn industry and prostitution in Times Square, New York, from the 70s to the 80s. It's going to be the greatest television show since The Wire. Method Man is on it, too, so there'd be blunts smoked. And a James Franco, come on now. He's having a year because he's got that Disaster Artist movie coming out about the making of The Room. Have you seen the trailer for it where he blows the take 67 times?
No, I just saw an image of it. It's stunning.
I can't wait for that movie. Esmeralda, have you ever seen The Room?
I haven't seen The Room, but I've seen the trailer for that.
Yeah.
And that looks really good.
It's going to be fantastic. And if you haven't, here's the thing. He's got Wiseau down, James Franco. That whole, yeah. the line reading when he comes out, I didn't hit her, damn it. That whole thing. I did not. Oh, hi, Mark. That whole thing, he's got it down. And evidently, you know, and Eric's seen it already. Eric saw it at Toronto and said it was brilliant. It's one of the funniest movies ever made and one of his favorite movies of the year. But it is one of those movies that you would appreciate. I think people can appreciate it if they haven't seen The Room. But if you've seen the movie, oh, my God. Just the first teaser trailer alone nailed it.
He's in a bunch of stuff right now. He's in some Netflix movie.
Yeah, Franco?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, he's the guy working all the time.
He's in some movie about, like, gay porn.
Yep. He was
that
in...
I thought it looked really good.
He was in,
I just saw a trailer, but...
What was the last, you know, those guys... Those, you know, the Seth Rogen guys movies. The inevitable Seth Rogen movies. I know he was in The Night Before, the Christmas movie that they did. But I think he was just in something else, too.
Yeah, that Bryan Cranston movie.
The Sausage Party movie?
No. Yeah, he did do a voice in Sausage Party. But no, Bryan Cranston movie, why him? Yeah.
Oh, goodness. That doesn't look... I don't remember what you
said
about
it. I didn't hate it. It wasn't good, but I didn't hate it. Maybe everybody else hated it. All right, let me throw a bunch of titles at you, Esmeralda. Rapid fire. Mm-hmm. Yes or no if you've seen them.
Okay.
Back to the Future.
Yes.
The Matrix.
Yes.
Star Wars.
Yes.
Schindler's List.
No.
Silence of the Lambs.
Yes.
Memento.
Yes.
Usual Suspects.
Yes.
Forrest Gump.
Yes.
Braveheart.
No.
The Terminator.
No.
Terminator 2 Judgment Day.
Yes.
Reservoir Dogs.
Yes.
Holy,
I think so.
Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Yeah.
Jaws.
No.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Blade Runner.
Yes.
Fargo.
Yes.
Princess Bride.
Yes.
Rain Man.
Yes.
The Sixth Sense.
Yes.
Donnie Darko.
Yes.
Why would Donnie Darko be on this list?
People love that movie.
I know. I do, too. But
people have just turned that into quite a thing.
Lawrence of Arabia.
No.
Gandhi.
No.
The Graduate.
Yes.
Sleepless in Seattle.
No.
When Harry Met Sally.
Yes.
The Goonies.
No.
The Breakfast Club?
No.
Oh, my God. Karate Kid?
I'm going to go no.
Say Anything?
No.
Oh, man. Beetlejuice?
Yes.
Train Spotting?
Yes.
Finding Nemo?
No.
Ghostbusters?
Yes.
Rocky?
Wait, not the first Ghostbusters.
Wait a minute.
So no.
Wait. Hold on.
Is that the one where Sigourney Weaver, she's
possessed.
Not the paint, the one in the paint.
No, that's part two.
Yeah, I've only seen the second
one. Oh, my God.
I told you, I keep seeing the second one, yeah. Never the first one.
Now, did you see the female remake?
No, I haven't,
It's terrific.
I haven't yet.
All right, last one, Fight Club.
Yes.
Of course, Edward Norton's in it.
Well, and remember I told you the whole thing where I was building a 3D.
Oh, that's right.
C-3PO.
That's right.
While watching it over and over again.
Weird story. All right. Well, there you go. We got a break. The news is coming up, and then after the news, Esmeralda and I will battle in another celebrity name game.